You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Milan.
Sosh.
What do you want to talk about, dude? There's no days off. This is absolute bedlam. Like,
I feel like I'm coming off an actual bender. Like, I didn't do any drugs or anything this week, and I feel like I came off one this week.
I mean, this is the first time I think since the pod started that I just fell asleep in my chair while watching a match.
With your captain.
With my captain, with my laptop on my lap. I just like nodded off like a fucking heroin addict and just woke up and it was 4-1 Bournemouth. And I was like, what? And I just immediately wake up, see Solanke score and just tweet like I was believed in Dominic Solanke. How do you say his name? Solanke. Why can't I say it? Yeah, I don't know.
You got a little like Jamaican twinge going. I'm not sure.
But yeah, I feel fucking high. I feel weird.
Yeah, because there's normally two or three slots, and now there's like four every day, and it's so much, and it extends so much later, and it starts so much earlier. And
it's really long days of just like.
I mean, there's obviously something wrong with both of us. Like me waking up at 4 this morning to watch Wolves. Every-
Yeah, I love innocent Derek asks us in the Slack channel, like, "You guys gonna wake up for Wolves Everton so early?" I'm like. I responded at like 3:30 in the morning. It's like, obviously I'm going to wake up 3 hours of sleep. Like, duh, dude. Are you kidding me?
But it's been great. Like games every day after no games for months.
Fucking great. It's so great.
Fun.
There's so
Slack
much.
Slack has been so much, making everything so much more fun.
Without
also.
Slack, I wouldn't
watch how
E surviving this moment. Yeah. It's been really good. Shout out to the Slackers. And also.
Yeah. I love the Slackers.
Like, the next season starting so soon after this season is going to be fucking amazing, too.
It's my note. I already have, like, a very long note.
Really?
Thing in my, like, very long. Many. I have, like, two pods worth of things already.
Oh.
Yeah, I've just been.
Can we get a monologue pod?
No, because we have. They're, like, bullet pointy type things for us, dude.
Okay. Wow. PowerPoint presentation pod, then.
We'll just screen share with everyone.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, all right, so this is what I'm thinking. Laser pointer. So what are you up to? You fucking capped Raz, didn't you?
Yeah, that was good.
That was great. We're potting, by the way, Sunday night before Man United, so.
Yeah. That was good. Everyone else, like, died in a fire, but I got the clean from Doc and Bully this morning, which was nice, and my punts didn't work. Punts didn't work out, but that's okay.
It's been a total of 1 point between Bob and Benteke. Not great.
The thing that was kind of funny about it, obviously, it was great because I loved having both of them and watching the games with both of my team. Yeah. I'm so glad I did it, both of them. Bob was actually the best for like FPL I've seen him in months.
He was great. And he was fucking great.
And he was great. He was so good. He could have had multiple assists and goals. Yeah. Benteke took 7 shots. 7.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's you diagnosing a good pick. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's just, you know, he's obviously he's Benteke. He's such a joke, but I love him. He's so good. And like everyone's like, oh, LOL, Benteke, whatever. And then I'm like, okay, like I put on F1 or something, or like I walked away to like take a piss and I came back and it was like Benteke. I was like, oh, that's so funny. Like, haha, like, cause I got a bad job with him or whatever. It's like, no, actual wasn't on TV anyway. And I was like, oh my goodness
actual
gracious.
Do you think it's his last game in a Palace kit, do you think?
No, we have him signed next year. He's under contract next year.
You know, maybe.
Oh, you think we're going to... No, no one's going to pay $100,000 a week for him, dude. Yeah, Are you kidding me?
Who knows? Ghent is around or something? I don't know.
Bro, we don't have anyone else. I mean, what are we doing? Yeah. We need him. He's been good. I keep telling him he's been good. He's good, baby! But, you know, it's just been fast and loose, honestly. It's fast and loose times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah. Very fast.
What about you? How are you doing, brother?
You're on 61, right? Or no, with the hit, 57.
57, yeah.
I'm on 51, guys, which is, and I also have Triple United, obviously. I'm on 51, which is actually a huge green also. So we're both, it's actually a really low scoring week, which doesn't align with how it felt. Because there were so many goals, but just not the guys that everyone owns, I guess, you know? And like,
well,
obviously,
all the goals were from like two players.
Yeah, it's like Antonio and Raz, basically. And, and Solanke. Exactly. Solanke the donkey. And it's like, I cap Vards. I pass out. I nod off on my chair. He has an easy tap and goal. Like, at that point in the game, I honestly thought, like, okay, he could hat trick. He could definitely hat trick. Like, Bournemouth can't stop him, can't stop Leicester. They're in complete control. He actually ended the game with like about the same XG as Raz, 5 shots, all in the box. You know, like, it didn't work out, but I don't think the captaincy was diabolical. Like, third or fourth time I've captained a guy who's then someone else on the team has gotten a red card. And it's not good when that happens.
You don't want that.
No, yeah, you don't
want that. The issue was sort of similar, like we've been talking about for a while, is that, you know, Leicester, okay, they dominated first half, but I was seeing most of their chances being created by Bournemouth, you know? I mean, Bournemouth were creating their chances for them.
But that was part of what I was gambling on,
right? That was part of it, yeah.
I mean, he had five shots in the box and really good XG. Like,
that's
good.
Part of it. That's part. Second half, it's just Brodge and the things, like, get out of your way, they can't do.
Yeah.
It's just too much there. It's just nuts. He should have probably had a brace on balance.
Yeah, seems fair, which would have been a lot more points.
I just hate them so much.
Yeah, and it felt bad because I was thinking about going like Mahrez up to Raz or something just because we were both like, he's definitely the best cap this week. Like, everyone in the Twitch stream, which P.S. I'll probably be streaming tomorrow after the Manchester United game, think.
Bad man, but
little plug, but... Everyone in that stream was like, I was like, yeah, get Raz capping. Like, dude, this Raz cap. You know, it's just like, I just felt so strongly about it. So hopefully everyone listened and flew. But I don't know. It kind of made me think that, like, I almost want to, like, exclusively use my transfers to just bring in the strongest cap every week and, like, just fuck everyone else.
For the next couple?
Yeah, like, everyone else is fine, you know? Like, the thing that made my double move, like, my double move was good on paper. I got rid of Trent, which I diagnosed correctly, and I got rid of DCL, who's, you know, they have the worst midfield in the Premier League, so that's good. The thing that I didn't diagnose correctly is, like, Egan and Stevens with another 6 and 9 on my bench. Like,
well, no, that's not fair.
It's not fair.
No one's diagnosing Chelsea getting shut out by Sheffield United.
It's not fair, but Vardy, as someone that I kind of only wanted for 1 week anyway, I don't know, I feel like... If I'm in that same opportunity, I'll just get the guy who I think is the by far best cap and just be like, whatever, I'll start Egan or I'll start Stevens. And it's like not that big a deal, you know?
Yeah, like the fringe is less important than the more explosive captain.
Yeah, realistically, the difference is like...
I agree.
Even if Stevens got a 2-pointer, it's like not that... That's 5 less points than Vardy, you know? It's not crazy. But the potential of capping a Hattie is like insane.
But you thought that you had that with Vardy. Like, that's all that. This is a little hindsighty because, you know, at the same time,
I'm like on the edge of hindsight. I'm edging hindsighting.
Because then, we're talking about, well, is the difference between that more significant than, your feelings of Vardy versus Raz for Captain? Like, was it more than, fucking keeping a clean sheet against Chelsea, which seemed completely out of sight before the game week started? And it came, no, it's all good. It's all good. We're just chatting. We're just chatting FPL, right?
Yeah, it's just something that occupied my brains.
Yeah. Egan, though, is just, oh my God, dude. The big sweet tea with Egan from 6-15-10 on my bench, and yours too every week.
And I've Stevens 9 this week.
Yeah, it's tough. And obviously, the only reason we got him was for the double game week when they had ridiculously easy fixtures. It's a fucking red card. It's just, what the hell is he up to?
Yeah.
Hate him. I'm never owning him again, that's for sure.
My bench points last 3 weeks are 14-17-16. It's like
You don't
a lot.
That.
It's a lot.
You want that on the pitch.
Yeah, it's so nice when you get the bench boost and it's just zero on the bench. no housekeeping because we're in the middle of a game week, so let's move on.
It's tough to do this without United, you know?
It's weird.
And this is dingy boy.
This is a weird short pod, I think. Maybe.
Okay.
So maybe we start with FA Cup stuff.
For fantasy FA Cup? Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, fantasy FA Cup. You gotta just captain, I don't know. Pula said, should we look at diversifying, shift away from three menu or three Man City assets with FA Cup next week? 3 games in 7 days. So I was looking at it. So Arsenal have 2 days off. City have 2 days off. United have 2 days off. And Chelsea, weirdly, have 4 days off because they play Tuesday and Sunday. How
I don't really understand the question.
Well, I think he's thinking about going away from his Man U or Man City guys, I guess.
You definitely
anticipating
want to start
rotation and stuff.
Yeah, you definitely don't have much skin in Chelsea after the Norwich game. Like, they have Liverpool and Wolves. You don't want a share of their team. So I think that's definitely the first place to look, right?
Mm-hmm. But you want them but this week you don't get
rid
of them,
no,
obviously.
You're good for Norwich. But, if you're, I take this question as like a kind of planning, right?
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Are we maybe not captaining our Man U and Man City guys? Because we anticipate a heavy rotation or like what?
No, I mean, I don't think. Well, oh my God. We're going so. I feel scattered at this moment. Yeah, I think with City. With City, you have Fodinho, and then you have Big Dick Dilv, and then everyone else has just rolled the dice for this week.
Yeah.
But, you with captain is another question. Like, how much risk do you want to absorb? Like, how confident do you feel like, oh, is Raz going to play? Like, Jesus has been starting for the last few, because it's finally the rest game for him or what? But I don't think divesting in the only two good teams in the division right now, I'm sorry for your Liverpool, but I just don't trust them in any
way. Don't worry. They won the title already.
They won the title 20 points clear, whatever. But I don't think the time to be divesting in the two good teams in the league is now, right? I mean, I just don't think that's
correct.
Yeah,
it's correct. A weird one. It's just a really weird time. I still don't think United can afford to rotate, which works in our favor, right? Because they still are playing for a lot of things. They want that top four. I mean, we might get the City news tomorrow and maybe they'll be banned and then top five is like basically guaranteed already. Maybe it allows them to rest, but as of podding, like, they're still in the mindset that they need to win, I think.
I mean, I'm really, really not concerned about Ole rotating. It's the other thing too, when you look at the games, I mean, you're at the ass end with a few to go. And they need to pick up 12 points in the league, and he wants to do whatever the fuck in the FA Cup. I think this is the time when he just runs them into the ground and he tries to rotates by playing them 60 instead of 90.
Yeah, he uses
or maybe
all
even
five
45.
Subs.
Yeah, maybe even 45 if he gets lucky, but if he picks up someone in the red zone, like close to injury, if maybe the physio is like, it'd be kind of cool if like you don't play Martial today. He's like, okay, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And hopefully he doesn't like tear his fucking boner off or whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you know, I'm not concerned about that at all. City, we know what we have, right? He's just a fucking madman, mad scientist chopping changing like his children are picking the teams, basically. But what we keep seeing with them is it doesn't matter if they play 30, 60, 90, they're all like 5 goals a game. So it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I'll take 30 minutes of Raz off the bench against Bournemouth than pretty much every single other player in the game, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's just much to do about nothing. I like what you were talking about before, about more focusing on captains, and kind of what we were talking about last pod about focusing on like your bad players, because none of these are bad players, you know?
Right. All right, so maybe we'll save the rest of the FA Cup talk to captain section.
Yeah, well, also with City, I think, is because, like, we're talking about with our perception of what the rotations are going to be, right? It's like United, we're both kind of like, all right, they got to win all the things, and they don't have the ability to do that. With City, we know he's been rotating for the last month. You know? That's
it just happening. It just might be heavier than normal, I think is what people are scared of, because he said up to 6, you know, maybe, like, who knows?
Well, so I was looking back.
The squad's so deep, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I got the same vibes from that 5-0 Bournemouth. I'm sorry, the 5-0 Burnley game they had when they rotated heavily. And they started, like, Kun, Fodinho, and Mahrez up top. And then they started Rodri, like, Gundo, and some piece of shit, and Dilv in midfield. Like, that's what I think they're going to do.
With either
Jesus or Raz down the middle, because, you know, Kun died. I think him and Jesus played 40. Like, that's what I imagine they're going to do. So, I think it's very kind of risky to remove Kevin. But, I mean, if you want to go for something like that, I don't hate that. Because, you know, we're chasing dragons right now.
I mean,
now,
Mahrez,
right?
too, started 3 straight, yeah, played Mahrez, 90 against Brighton. It seems like Mahrez to Foden or something, or Mahrez to Dilv. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think we're at the point where it doesn't matter to me who of any of the 30 players on City squad Pep picks. They're definitely going to fucking annihilate Bournemouth without Ake. Are you kidding me?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter with or without Ake, though. Like,
do we need more things to salivate upon?
It's extra.
Without their best player, they're going to be playing fucking Jack Stacey and Steve Cook in the middle. Lloyd Kelly. I mean, I don't know what he's up. It's just going to be such a ridiculous.
Ramsdale looks good today. He's going to have a nightmare.
It was just all the people on the ground were just getting to Ramsdale. I think he really was crumbling under pressure from the supporters. But if you're getting Dilv or Foden, like I think Foden, again, like, broken record, like 2 games ago, is by far the best captaincy. I think, you know, Raz, you could definitely cap if you feel, you know, more than 50% that he's going to start instead of Jesus. But that feels more risky to me, even though Raz is on song, you know. But Fodinho, you know, is going to start, and I'm obsessed with him. But I think that he's. Dilv is just so bad at finishing that I'd never feel good capping him even in something like this. But Foden, I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, this could be easy game for Foden right now, I feel like. So I'm very, very into the Foden punt. And I've been loose, you know, don't get me wrong. But I'm still talking out of, like, actual analysis standpoint of when Foden plays in the front 3, he's so good. And even though he was hauled at 60 at Newcastle, he looked and stats both really good.
Yep.
And their B team is going to fucking destroy Bournemouth. And I like them a lot more than... I like their B team against Bournemouth more than anything this week.
Even so let me just rattle off these City questions. Yeah. We kind of answered all of them, but I'll do them anyway. Lukey B said, is it worth trying to beat Pep Roulette? I'm thinking of doing a sideways move, Fodinho in for Mahrez. We just said we like that. Will H was saying, is KDB to Sterling chasing points? Riyad started every game since restart and played a full 90 versus Brighton. KDB to Sterling, don't hate it at all. Kev's been a nightmare. Secretly a nightmare since we got him. That's so fucking annoying, dude. Yeah. No, they score five goals every game, and he gets like one assist. That's just
you got to expect that.
They get a pen. Us. They stop getting pens every game. It's
that's just us. That's us. Insane. He's been creating a fucking shit ton of chances, too. It's just not finishing. Yeah.
And then AJ on Twitter, he also was asking about Dilva as a 1 week punt for this week, and I think we both do like that. I mean,
I love Dilva punt, love that. See, Kevin to Raz is I'm not sure about that one though, because I still I genuine like coin flip between him and
who's
Jesus.
Gonna start?
I mean, I get it with Jesus because Raz was just rested two games ago. But, I mean, Jesus is playing 60-60-60, like, three of the last four league games anyway.
Also played so well the last two games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Raz is on a off a hat trick. I mean, that is actually one thing we didn't mention.
Keep him sharp and stuff. It's like...
Yeah, I mean, it is harsh to drop either Raz or Jesus.
I know, right? Like, can't after you just play just both 45 that? Or something?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he does start both of them. I don't know. Maybe he plays Raz on they're the right or something, and it's them and Foden up top. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That's that. I didn't really think about that. But fucking, I don't know, dude.
And we got Kevin a couple questions about chip free hit chip. So it's like your favorite shit.
Love a free hit chip.
Ozzy said, is game week 37 a better time to use it than 38? 38, all the big teams have easy games, so we won't be changing our teams too much. 37, we could load up on Burnley assets versus Norwich, Southampton versus Bournemouth, etc. And then Burns and 2.0s are using free hit this week, and they want some guys that we like for this week.
So what's the argument for free hitting right now?
We need to figure...
We haven't talked about... in my head.
We haven't talked about our free hit in like five pods. Like, when are we going to use it? So I don't even know. When are we going to use it?
Last week, baby.
No, but like, we haven't looked at it or talked about it. Like, some of the Game Week 38 fixtures are really bad.
Yeah, so don't want them.
Chelsea, Wolves, Man United, Leicester.
Great. That's like over half my team, those two fixtures right now. So that's good. I don't want those players for that week. You're making this is simple. That's true. Easy.
But the reason to do it this week, I guess, would be to like go hard in Chelsea, right? And hopefully we get team leak and we can just pick their front three versus Norwich. Maybe dodge like Kev and shit like that and get like Dill, Foden and
Ederson. And
and like, I don't know, just other get like Mo back for Arsenal or something, you know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I feel like
every week it's good.
So marginal.
Honestly, every week it's good.
Every week it's good.
No, I'm just saying, I'm answering like Aussie's question, like, is it better this or is it better this? Like, it's going to be great whenever you use it. Like, I don't know. Is it worth using just for burn the assets versus Norwich? Like, I don't, probably not. Just get Wood.
Ooh, it could be. Yeah, no, Wood, that's fine.
Wood, but Gerard, McNeil. Like, yeah.
I just feel like we have all these good players on these few good teams anyway. So do you need a free hit to add one or two more Chelsea players to the one or two you already have? Like, just take an actual hit. The last day is just pure chaos banter, and it's so fun to just pick all of the fun guys, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, though, right? Like, United, you probably... Well, I mean, Leicester are so bad, but you probably don't want them. You'll know who's going to be rested maybe for some teams and shit like that, you know? You want to have that last week when we're so close.
Half considering it this week.
Okay, well then,
you
do it this week, and I'll do it the last.
Now is what I mean. Like, I haven't thought about it, but
yeah.
I'm just looking at my guys, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at my team. I'm like, wow, I'm benching clean sheets again, basically. So I don't really get how there are teams that are like really struggling. Is my basic thing.
Yeah, Egan and Stevens at Leicester. Oh God, it's a lot of points I'm wasting.
Yep, I mean, I'm probably going to bench Saïss again or something. Like, they're playing Burnley, so fuck me.
J-Rod, ugh, God, free hit. Okay, maybe I'll think about it, but not right now.
Enough of the free hit talk. We didn't even talk about it.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it, really. Oh, wait, no, we could pick some guys for this week. That was the other question. I mean, Chelsea is the main area I would focus, right? Because we might get team sheet news also.
So
yeah, I mean, Willian and Pulisic, I guess you start with. And then
Trevor Forward.
If there's no leak, I probably would just not pick one of the forwards, honestly.
Dude, I don't know. I think I might get Giroud.
No, I'm definitely considering getting Giroud this week for sure. But if I'm free hitting and there's no leak, I mean, when you could do anything, I would maybe do something different. Giroud should start.
It might be worth it, though. Again, Tammy, yeah, Tammy plays so and they lose. Like, when he plays, they lose.
Been so bad. Yeah. It's ridiculous. No, you're right. So, yeah, so maybe it's just that Giroud, Willian, Pulisic is where you start.
And then probably Foden and Dilv probably straight in as well, right?
Throw a defender in there. Well, maybe not, actually. I don't know. They're going to probably be playing like Zinchenko, Cancelo, fucking Stony Boy, and Nico or some mad shit at the back. Maybe they won't keep it clean.
I think I would get Mo.
Yeah, that's fine.
On a free hit?
I don't know. Yeah, it seems
good. Just looking through.
Well, I mean, he's played, you know, that left side, though, looked pretty good today for Arsenal. Like, Kolasinac was really good. He was OP. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10!
He's like,
great game from Nate him. Was, I don't know what Mo's going to do.
Nate
with
was
that.
Raging about Kola. Raging.
It was so ridiculous. I mean, Tierney's not going to be able to get forward. He's going to have to deal with Mo the whole game. It's going to be ridiculous. Maybe he won't play the back three. Maybe he'll do something different. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Mo, though. Yeah, Mo's a shout. I mean, United Palace. Whoa. Woof. We are bad. We are so bad.
Yeah, Palace are a targetable fixture.
Bad. Very targetable. Yeah. Very low-key targetable. Very bad. I mean, that's another thing. If United do put Southampton to the sword, maybe you're just going Bruno again and not going Fodinho or any nonsense there, because we're so fucked, dude. We're so fucked up.
Yeah, Palace are very bad.
Yeah, we're at complete mess. Complete mess right now. Ings, you want Ings, right? You got to get him on a dingy boy against Brighton. You love to see that.
Yep.
That's about it. I feel like we named 11.
Antonio.
Antonio, sure. Yeah, why not? Watford fucking suck. That's actually going to be a pretty good game.
Watford, it's actually a really important game.
Yeah. It's going to, after Bournemouth won.
What's the table right now?
Bournemouth are still like three.
West Ham 16th, Watford 17th on the same points.
Yeah, same goal points. But they have goal difference over Bournemouth, so they have like the extra point there, which is actually big. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's going to be, maybe that's going to be a nightmare game actually for like goals, because it could just be really cagey.
Yeah, it's going to be really tight. Yeah. That's a bet the over on cards.
You know, Captain Mark Noble's going to be getting his money's worth.
All right, let's go to some questions, unless there's something else you want to focus on.
I had a quick question for you.
Okay.
Other than Brighton, which they played Man City and just got absolutely thrashed, lowest XG of the team this weekend so far? The
lowest
XG, team XG.
For attacking?
No, yeah, XG for the team.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Oh, my God.
I'm just thinking of the games.
Yeah.
Oh, Everton.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have Cook to walk into the midfield. Their XG was 0.29. Not good. They are so bad.
And we fucking nailed that.
It was so funny. I was so excited to watch the game at 4 this morning. It was pitch black outside, and I'm just a mess. And it was just so funny to watch everything happen. And it was even more perverse because he played a brand new formation. He played Feo at wingback.
I know.
He's never played a wingback in his life.
He just has no options.
He has no people. He has no people.
And his post-game presser was really funny. He was just like,
oh, I missed it.
Really bad.
Really
bad. Just like, he had nothing good to say at all. He's just like, no,
they
no.
They had two goalkeepers on the bench.
Yeah, Virginia almost got in there, too.
Two. That's the shit that Mo does during like January transfer window to be like, I need players. He has nothing, no reason to do that. He's actually no players to put on his bench. He just put rolling three.
I'm sure like
Big
Dunk's
today.
Like, you have one more slot for a player on the bench. And he's like, I don't know who to put on the bench. He's like, I don't know my players. I don't have any players.
And that fucking kid Branthwaite or whatever came on, and he immediately
gets dunked in the fucking face. He's like trying to be handsy with Dendaga, yeah, and just shrugs him off and swears. Yeah. Everton are a fucking mess. All right.
It was good. Didn't also just talk about the Norwich situation, because there. So between them and Bournemouth, City are a different level than Chelsea, but, you know, I've been still seeing people talk about, you know, capping against Norwich instead. And they're worse than Bournemouth.
Oh, by a lot.
You think that they're enough worse than Bournemouth than, like, Chelsea are worse than... Who's better captain? If City's better than Chelsea, but Bournemouth's better than Norwich.
City. I think
just cities. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You take because Chelsea's
compare a midfield of Mount, Barkley, and Jorginho.
Dude, how does he keep picking Barkley? He keeps picking him over every RLC game. It's insane.
And Jorginho was absolutely diabolical. Mount was really bad. I don't know. Yeah,
Barkley's just starting every game now. Pulisic, he's starting every game.
Pulisic didn't do anything either. They were just bad. They were just way worse team.
The thing that was very indictment against Fat Franklin is that it felt to me watching the game like this was Sheffield United doing something very unique and different, Chelsea weren't prepared. But they've played the same formation for 60 games this season.
Yeah, there's no.
I don't know what the plan was.
That Wilder is like sort of a closet genius and savant or something.
Maybe he makes little tweaks that
I'm close
to smart enough to know.
They're so good. Like, people keep comparing them to Wolves, and I keep being like, yeah, but Wolves spent like 100 million more pounds when they came up on like buying all these guys and Portuguese national team. Like, Sheffield United bought Lise Mousset and Ollie McBurney. And then we're just like, yeah, we're just rolling with the same lads. Like, doesn't matter. Yeah. And they're fucking so good. Like, Wilder is just a little genius.
You're right.
Frank in the postgame looked like he was going to cry. He was just like, he was very negative. And, I learned a lot. I learned a lot, but I don't really want to talk about, like, the negative. It was just like, oh, you just got fucking sunned. It was insane. But,
Podence was also a very nice thing today.
That was
to
a
watch
great
that
thing
little
today.
That little small person play. He's very good. He's someone I'm very interested in monitoring and watching closer for the future.
I just love the fact that he had like 30 minutes and 5 appearances before this, as they just run out the same exact 11 every single week, and then he comes in and he's just like, oh, he's really good. Like, he does a lot of really good things all the time.
He's very, very good. He could be someone that is going to be in FPL teams next season.
Interesting. Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is such a ramble pod.
Love it. I'm having so much
fun.
Yeah,
I'm fucking
so
high and sipping tea and sweating. And
so, Brodge. We didn't really give Brodge his due today.
I mean... You watched a full game. I was nodding off, heroin addict, et cetera, et cetera.
Honestly,
so, like, what happened?
I watched the whole game.
Yes.
But I was, like, laughing so much that I missed a lot of it. I missed a lot of it. Because I was, like, I was in there with Slack.
Wiping tears from your face.
Yeah, I was, actually. At one point,
your wife texted me that you're wiping tears from your face.
Oh, God. There's just so much to unpack.
Yeah,
there's so much.
Talk to me. Give it to
me. So he starts Albrighton again, which is ridiculous. Bournemouth, like, again, you know, he keeps Stan on the bench, like Billing on the bench. He plays fucking Dan Juma. He just doesn't know. Edwards just full zip mode on the sideline. Same face the whole time. Edward did not smile, even come close to cracking a smile, like, at any point in the game. He just was dead ass, like, standing out on the sideline as they're pouring goals in.
Wow.
And Albrighton injures himself by missing a slide tackle. Just takes himself out.
God.
It was so funny. Because, like, you're watching, you're like, he's a clown. It was like a clown show. He's like 15 minutes. He tries to take these.
Not to be a bitch, but how is he still on the prem?
Oh,
That's a verbatim Nathan, producer Nathan quote right there.
So he takes himself actually out of the game on the 15th minute, and the announcers are rightly saying, like, oh, okay, he's like good options, like Harvey Barnes can come in, whatever.
Yeah.
And then fucking Bennett's walking down, and everyone's just like, oh, fuck, what are we up to here? Yeah. Like, do we really, is this really a Bennett game when he had, like, Fuchs in and he had Justin? Like, he's like, no, okay, we're putting Justinho at the right wing back spot. And they dominated the fuck out of them in the first half.
Yeah.
And Iheanacho was good. Like, he was lively and linking and shooting and, like, obviously not scoring because that's not what he does, but he was good. And then halftime came and he just takes Iheanacho off and puts Prate on, Al Brighton's like doppelganger. He like felt like he needed him on there.
Yeah.
And they didn't come out of the fucking locker room.
Is that when it changed? Like on that sub?
The second half. Well, it was a halftime sub. So Bournemouth he like put Stan and he did like a couple little cheeky things. And it just the script just flipped and Schmeichel had an absolute ridiculous Schmeichel
amazing
moment.
That first goal, and then, was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, the goal kick was just, it he's was trying the to injure his own player. Ever.
Yeah, it was the best
Yeah, thing. It was just so funny. And then the soy boy, the red, was just
unbelievable.
It was unreal.
I feel like expected that from him all season.
Yeah,
But he never actually, the violence never followed. Like, he looks crazy, he makes hard tackles, like, there are stories of him, like, enjoying pain and shit in training. Yeah. But it never came through in a match, and then he just unleashed something about Callum. It just unleashed.
I think, though, I mean, the one thing about it, though, because I was watching the replay, that it was kind of weird because he was in the corner of the net, and Callum was like in the mind frame of give me the ball so he could run back to the center circle as quickly as possible to kick off. And he like did shove Soy Boy.
Yeah, he pushed him. Yeah.
In, like, he just shoved him into the corner of the net.
I think that's
like,
normal, though, honestly.
But it wasn't. It was like hard. Like if it wasn't the corner of the net, he would have fallen down.
Wait, hold on. Can we do another pop quiz? Because that was fun when you pop quizzed me before.
Yeah. Okay.
So, on Bournemouth, of Bournemouth attackers, who had the highest?
The answer is own goal.
Who had the highest XG of Bournemouth
is the answer
attackers?
Own goal?
Not own goal. Yeah, it was a sub. I can give you that hint.
Well, does it penalty count though? Because Stan had the penalty.
Penalty counts, and it's not him.
It was a sub?
It's Sam Surridge. 1 minute.
The chance he missed at the end.
Literal 1 minute. 0.9 XG. According to Understats. According to Understats, a 0.9 XG. Sam Surridge.
That chance was ridiculous. He had a wide open goal, and he just fucking blew it over the net.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, he had two. He had two ridiculous chances.
No.
0.42 chance and a 0.48 chance. Just missed both. 1 minute. 1 minute. Great pop quiz.
And, I mean, Solanke, for the fact that he's played like almost 1,500 minutes all season, not scored a goal at braces against Leicester is like, what?
Yeah. The only
and
surprise
Rico
is that he,
getting an assist. Like, yeah, it had
the
everything.
Only surprise is that he didn't break his duck versus Kepa like McGoldrick. Like, that's most surprising thing about all of that is that.
Yeah.
Imagine how good that would be.
There was an own goal. I mean, there was actually.
It was everything.
There was everything in this game. It was so. And during the day, we're talking about, like, oh my God, like, how could they put this game at the end? Like, this game's going to be so bad and, like, this game's going to suck. And it was just.
I missed the match of the season.
It was so fun. It was just so fun. It was nuts.
Upsetting.
That was nuts.
Amazing. All right. That was a good fucking sesh we just had. A little catch-up sesh. All right, let's do some questions. There's only four questions, so here we go. Paul M, a.k.a. Palm. Is it time for Ings? Would you transfer in whichever Chelsea forwards leak to start and move Ings the weeks after? And then David Rose said Vardy versus Ings for the rest of the season.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious question. We don't have to talk about that. But the first one's really, really close. Ings, like Giroud, what do you see there? I think that's really tough.
If it's actually leaked, I think I can't resist Giroud.
Norwich, it's just too much.
I think it's too much. I think that's them putting up three or four. Like, sure.
But, so what about if the rest of your team, though? Because Ings gets to play Bournemouth the next week, and Giroud has Liverpool.
Yeah, you're transferring him out. Well, yeah, I guess it should because...
So it depends more on your team then, right? Like, if the rest of your team's okay and you could potentially just kind of spin wheels on that spot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you're hitting shit with Giroud on like a one... Like, he's... Giroud's not a hat-trick player.
Yeah, he probably has like one or two in his career.
His best case is like a goal assist backs bones game, which is obviously a lot of points, but that's like best case. So taking a hit for someone like that, who's more of like a floor player, that's like a Jimenez kind of guy, feels a little bit more iffy.
What do you make
of that?
Since 2014, Ali has the one hat trick, and he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 braces. Since 2014. So, yeah, not exactly like two-goal explosion type of player.
Yeah, no, that's not that many.
But, yeah, if you can bring him in and then him to Ings, that's great. But, yeah, I guess not every team can do that.
What do you think that Southampton-Brighton game is going to be like? Because I was trying to figure it out in my head, and I couldn't really put pictures in my mental images. I was having a hard time. I feel like they're going to cancel each other out, kind of. I feel like it's like not that
good of a
game. I
think it plays into Southampton's hands, actually.
Really? I think it's going to be
wide open. I mean, Brighton are really just like a heavy possession team and good at breaking the press and stuff. And Southampton are happy to just like constantly press and try and break. I think both will find chances. I think like Brighton will pass through them sometimes, a few times, and get some chances and have some like 3v2s and stuff like that. And I think Southampton will probably win the ball off of like, you know, dunk and shit a few times also. And, you know, just intercepts and passes and have their, like, chaotic four-man monster, like, running diagonal runs through the box and stuff like that. I think it could actually be open.
I feel like Brighton might do them.
Interesting. I didn't think I'd ever hear those words from you about anyone.
They're going to be 2 days off of the United game.
Yeah, that's
tough. We were talking about this with Wolves, you know. I mean, he played a couple new lads up top with like Neto and Podencinho, and they looked a lot better today. And I mean, he also dropped Moutinho, so he had some more freshness in the team today, which is I think more of the reason why. But I feel like Southampton, you know, they don't have a lot of play. They have good rotation up top, and I guess that is kind of like the trigger of their press. They press so high, but
yeah.
The midfield should be tired after playing against United.
Yeah, that's
and only
point.
2 days off.
It's gonna be.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's gonna be the same guys.
And Brighton, I mean, he plays like his team. He fucking manages Man City. He makes like six changes a game.
Yeah, he's a 25-person squad. Yeah,
because everyone's kind of like Ings, like really on Ings, and I get that because you know he's doing all the things, and we're playing with half a deck because we don't know how he's gonna look or how they're gonna look tomorrow, but. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess basically what I'm saying is I do have time for like the Giroud punt.
Yeah.
For sure.
It is kind of ridiculous that they just have 2 days off right after at United, which is going to be a really tough game. Yeah. No, I didn't think about that, but I don't know. In my head, it's going to be open. Like,
right? Well, Brighton's last two games were, but
really,
I mean, they played Norwich. It was like a 1-0, like fuck fest.
Yeah.
Right, like they play Leicester 0-0. Like they play these bad teams and they're really shitty ass games. Like Wolves 0-0, Palace 1-0, Sheffield United 1-1, Watford 1-1. Like they do all the things because he doesn't know what the fuck he's up to against the good teams and they get battered.
I think it's almost because he doesn't change his style for the good teams.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? It's like against the lower teams,
get on the sheet, they're fucked.
Exactly. Against the lower teams, he's like, yeah, we're gonna boss possession, like. Choke the game out, try and create a couple chances, keep it tight, and then he tries to do it against the big teams and control possession, and they just destroy it. Yeah.
Interesting, dude. I don't know. That's a tough one, because that's going to be a big decider for the game week, the Ings and the Ings knots.
Yeah. Man, I want Giroud after just talking about him.
Yeah, I want Giroud, too. I mean, maybe I'll just get both. I don't know. Who fucking cares? I don't care.
Dad Lad says, I'm looking to capitalize on Pulisic versus Norwich. Would you bring him in for one of Kev, Foden, or Raz? Oof. I'm a little worried about Pulisic.
Kevin?
Even starting?
You think he might get a rip?
I thought he was really bad, and he's played 90 in, like, almost every game until this one where he got subbed, and, like, Maybe he just needs a day off. They have guys. They have Cho and shit, and they could play two up top. And
I don't think I don't.
Mount
I don't
can play think, left wing. He's done that a bunch of times.
I don't think he can. I don't think he can bench him, dude. I don't feel like. I mean, every player on Chelsea was bad. I feel like the setup was fucked from Jump Street.
Yeah,
like,
that's probably.
They were
probably,
just ridiculous.
Yeah.
He wasn't. They weren't pulling the ball in field. Like I don't know what they were doing. I sort of tried to forget about the game, but they kept.
They are their game also plan is like 2 days off. Like they played Saturday and they played. They're the only team. Them Norwich is
yeah,
Tuesday.
That's yeah,
so
that's,
that is
I mean,
also
which is
annoying.
Why G is a lot nicer because he didn't start yeah. in Tamden and yeah. Dam looked like fucking shit. Yep. So you think he could go like throw like? Well, I mean, he's obviously going to start Barkley first name in his team sheet. He's English. And he'll play Mount. And
I mean, it's just it's possible.
Kovacic.
It's possible Mount plays like left wing. He's done
he'll
that.
Do you think he gives like Ladro or Cho? You think he give Cho in the front three?
Well, he's been subbing Cho on, so that's why I'm like thinking maybe he thinks he deserves
15
a start.
And 15. I think I'm not worried about honestly. Really,
okay.
Now that we're talking, like I think Poole's like going to start. I'm not concerned about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he'll start.
So then would you transfer any of those guys? Yeah,
no.
I don't think it's productive. Yeah.
I don't think
as
so.
As good as Pulisic
I mean, look in
is,
a spike one. Yeah, look in a spike one when they play Liverpool and then Wolves, which you don't want him for either of those, doesn't feel like the place to get ahead. Unless if you're going insane at like captaining or something.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
Also, your
so,
forwards yeah. are probably worse than all of those City mids, right? So maybe just get Giroud instead of Pulisic.
Dude, can we also talk about Game Week 38, Manchester City home, Norwich?
Whoa.
Oh
that's
my
like
God.
Mercy rule shit.
That's
like
scared. Well, I'm scared.
We'll find out in that moment if Pep has a strain of humanity coursing through him or not. If he has any like empathy at all, or if he's just pure deal with the devil, evil monster.
Because yeah.
that could be like 11-0. if they want it to be. But he could also just run out the U15 team and it'll just be 3-0 instead of 11-0.
Doyle, 69.
Doyle's captain 69, Doyle.
This is going to be the Bravo and goal Ederson in midfield game.
Yeah, Ederson will maybe take a pen against
could
Norwich.
You imagine
that's an actual shout.
The disrespect. Oh my God.
No, but really, like, how much human is there in Pep's veins? That's what we're testing there. Like,
I don't know, bro.
If they go full pelt, like normal guys, like oh god, that's scary for Norwich.
Norwich put in let West Ham have like a 4xG game. West Ham.
West Ham.
What?
The biggest right, bubble anyway. They've ever bubbled. Yeah. Oh man. That's a thing. It's a real thing.
I'm gonna watch.
We're not
that
a gambling pod, but what's the line on that?
The line?
Like, what's the spread
I think
on that?
It would
like
probably be
four
like
and a half 30? Or something? No. Like City. What's City spread like?
Oh, the spread.
Yeah.
Not 4.5.
But
that's fucking insane.
But I've seen in like very insane
Pokal
mismatches
Cup of like Bayern
yeah,
versus
exactly.
like a team that doesn't
or
have
even,
a logo.
Even
on your
City
app.
Against the worst team in their Champions League group or something, they'll be maybe minus 2.5, 3 at home or some shit like that.
Three feels.
Three.
Fine.
I mean, like, who's not betting that? Who's taking? Who's yeah, betting Norwich bet. Plus 3? Like
some Farkas like family.
Yeah, I don't know. That's it. We gotta hopefully James
well,
addresses
you,
that.
You'll gambling chan. You'll get
gambling
in there.
Channel will go in on that.
Yeah, you'll talk about
that'll
it.
That'll be talked about. Okay.
That's the last opportunity to monetize the units.
Yeah, exactly.
For about a month. So you'll be in and around everything.
And if Jason sleeps through the games, he's gonna have to lose all of the money that he might have lost from the earlier games. Fucking
oh,
yes. All right. Last question is Chucky. Thoughts on Burnley strikers for the last two or three games? If Wolves,
yes.
Norwich, Brighton, Wood is back.
Wood is in there, baby. Cannot wait to get Wood in my
team. I mean, I don't want him for Wolves at all.
No, of course not.
Norwich, but when's that? Norwich Brighton is fucking sick.
Yeah. He's definitely going to be in for 37. Whatever my transfers are, it doesn't matter. But yeah, for the free hit, we'll be talking about that. But I definitely have space for him on free hit against Brighton at home. I mean, see, the thing with Wood is that he's just very good. And he doesn't get a lot of kind of attention because he's kind of hurt every three games and he's huge oaf. Yeah. But the way they play, he has like a weird combination of a huge monster of a human and actually really good movement. And he is open a lot. Like, he's good. He's just, whenever I watch Burnley and he's playing, he's good. So, and I like him a lot. I want to get him, and I love him. He's a game week one target for me, for sure.
Of players who have played at least 2,000 minutes, so basically like regular starters, Wood is second in the league in non-penalty XG per 90.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good one. Good job by you to back up my fucking spouting with numbers. Because he's fucking good, dude.
No,
he's
agreeing with you, but like when you quantify it. Like, yeah, that's crazy. Like, everyone knows everyone else on that list. I mean, DCL is on there, but like...
Well, yeah, well, that's also, like, he's great. But bro, like, look at him last 2 years. He hit 10 goals the last 2 years. He played 2,500 last season and 1,600 the season before.
He plays for Burnley. Yeah, he always
gets injured. He's fucking on Burnley, dude. Yeah, he plays on Burnley. Imagine if he was on... Injured. Yeah, well, he gets his fucking muscle injuries. It's such a nightmare. And Dyche is kind of cagey in the pressers. We don't usually know what's happening. He's a very Edward. He comes from Edward's school of PR, for sure. Yeah. He had a decent spell of games this season, and he just quietly was returning.
Was that this season when everyone was going to get Barnes and you shouted Wood and then Wood exploded?
Yeah.
That was this season, right?
Yeah.
From game week like six
good.
To
is horrible.
Game week 6 to 13, Wood had 4, 5, 6 goals.
Like, yeah, Barnes started off with like 4 goals in the first 3 games, and then he didn't score again until the end of the season, and then that's when Wood started turning it on because Wood's so much better than Barnes; they're not even comparable. Mm-hmm. But everyone was up for Barnes, which was madness, and Wood's. I fucking love Wood.
I know you do.
He's so good.
So, long story short, Wood will be.
And they got Goodmanson. Goodmanson subbed on today. That's actually big for their ability to move the ball into the final third of their opponents. So
Burnley in.
Things you like to see: Wood against Norwich, game week 37. I'm there.
We are just pounding the Norwichians. The Norwegians. That's what they're called in Norwich. All right, that's it for questions and shit. We're just like pounding through this pod. This is a weird fucking pod. This is a weird app. No question.
Love this app. Well, we're probably going to get 35 listens because there's no days off. And the games are fucked. Tomorrow, so whatever. This is us catching up, honestly.
Yeah, we're just a couple friends talking on the phone, basically. Yeah. So let's go to captains.
I feel like we haven't been talking about FPL.
Yeah, we haven't. And there was F1 today, so like I didn't even watch Palace Villa, so we were like separated in Slack in different rooms. Yeah. Like, so all right, let's go. Let's go ahead.
Yeah. All right.
So who are you capping? After all that, who are you capping?
Yeah, I'm back on Foden, baby.
Yeah, it seems like a very, very good cap.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So is Bruno, so is Tony. My city guys are Kevin Mahrez, and I don't think I would cap either.
No, I think Raz is the biggest risk of the city captains. I think it's like Foden 1, Dilv 3, Raz 2, maybe. But I think that Bruno's probably going to be captained by everyone.
Well, he's captained by everyone this week, and he'll probably do it again. It's just so
probably
boring.
Probably score 7 or 8 goals against Southampton tomorrow.
It's just so boring. I hate capping the 99% owned, 60% captain guy.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't captained Bruno once. Yeah, that's why I'm bad. But I don't think that there's really anyone else worth talking about. Honestly, I just don't think Chelsea are good enough. That's the problem with Chelsea to me. You never know what they're gonna come out with in any game.
They're definitely very inconsistent, but I think
yeah, Archer bad enough.
It's possible.
I don't like that. Like, I don't, yeah, I, yeah, like, yeah. You don't like banking.
Yeah, you like picking the good team, good players, yeah, instead of rely on the other team to be absurdly bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's
because
correct.
Palace are really bad right now. And obviously, we're not as bad as Norwich, but like, United are so much more like steady, bankable, and consistent than Chelsea.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
I want to captain that, I think. I think if you're going elsewhere, other than, I mean, realistically, too, I mean, no one's fucking capping Phil Foden. Like, that's just, like, me being a perverse human, but
I'm thinking about, like, transferring him in and capping him.
Yeah, but, like, we're of that ilk, right? Like, a 5 million midfielder who plays barely ever. I don't think people are going to actually, people, first of all, don't really own him. And I don't think people are actively going to be bringing him in to captain him. Like, he's, you know, I just, in general, like, I think, like, the listeners, like, that kind of thing. Yeah. So, I mean, that said, I think Raz is just very risky because the start is very questionable.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think you just got to go United. I think it's a little bit overthinking and a little bit nonsensical to not go there. I mean.
Yeah, and the fact that we said earlier of them, like, needing the win and City not at all meaningless win. So, like, that is huge.
And, I mean, it must be said here, right? I mean, Palace, we're fucked, like, really, really bad. We were so bad today against Villa. And he's not rotating, and he's playing, Roy's playing really bad.
There's
just
a lot
lineups.
Of injuries, too.
He's making really bad subs, and we just have no, I mean, even our shape was a little bit fucked today, and we're done. Like, we're done. Our games are done.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
not playing anymore. Yeah. So it's a really exploitable fixture, even though, like, and that's the thing too, is right. Like, Palace typically like, oh yeah, like, well, they're
pretty
tight.
Seems bad.
You know?
Yeah. They're usually
seems like
bad.
It's not that good. It's, it's really good right
yeah,
now.
Really
like,
good.
It's
yeah.
really good right now.
It's been
like Gazza out, dude.
Yeah. I was
like,
about to say, it shows how important
Dan
he was all season. Like, Gaz is like by far best player outside of Wolf.
I mean, Dan and Sacco were just error prone today.
Except
and
that goal should have counted. That was fucking bullshit.
Well, yeah, whatever, but it doesn't matter. I mean, we really couldn't lay too much of a glove, and Villa's so bad, but we're fucked. So I think that's probably where I like to look.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Chelsea's just too risky. I don't know. Like, Giroud for 60 minutes against Norwich, I mean, I guess, but
it's also, I like that you use the word consistent, though, like, with United, because it's not just the forwards, you know, because it'll probably be, like, Pulisic, Giroud and Willian, like, they're good. But, like, I like that United's midfield is also consistent. Their back five is also consistent. You know, it's like it's the whole team. It's the flowing of the entire team. It's not like Chelsea's going to have different center backs, different fullbacks, and a different midfield. Every week they do that. So it's like,
yeah. I mean, this has become a big theme, I feel like, for this whole year for us on the pod, is shouting out teams that are settled and consistent with the personnel and formations that we both become really drawn to.
Yeah.
And
it's true.
Yeah. It's something, it's just, you know, it's an interesting wrinkle. It's obviously there's no right or wrong. It's just our perception here, but yeah, there is something watching the performances, you know, all of a sudden this week it's Jorginho, last week it's Conte, the week before it's Kovacic. Like, who's in charge of marshalling? Like, who's in charge of progressing the ball?
And, right, exactly.
I mean, Barkley's always there, so they're basically on 10 men every game, so that's tough.
This
for
was
them.
Jorginho's first start in like 6 months, and he was diabolical.
He looked like it was,
like,
his first start.
Yeah,
in six
like
months.
Should we be surprised? Like, that the United doesn't have that problem. They just start the same guys every week.
Well-oiled machine. They're building an understanding. They know, and we look at the recent try, and it's also kind of similar to not thinking as much about the individual players' like form and more about the team, because
the team form.
Form is nonsense, sort of. Like, we both sort of subscribe to that, right? I mean, sure, there are times when we see a player who like looks bad, but, you know, form happens when a player scores a brace, and that happens whenever the fuck, because it's football. They play, you know, it's random. But when you see the team like not creating chances, that's why it's like people like, oh, like Kane, like, let's hold Kane. It's like, okay, dude, like, are you watching the games? Like, do you see happening?
A lot of people.
But it's like, call DCL. Like, yeah, he's good. Like, he's going to get better.
A lot of people held like, DCL. No. And I'm just like, dude, no. Like, no.
You have to think about it, I think, more, right? In terms of just not like, oh, look at his game log. Well, he had this other period in the season earlier where he blanked for 4 weeks and then he did well again. So that's going to happen again. Like, that doesn't make sense. Looking at the team, is like Spurs are a Mourinho team now. So they aren't attacking. Kane's tired as fuck. And he shoots from fuckland and he sucks. So they aren't creating chances. Their best chances today were created by indirect set pieces and fucking Kolasinac. So why would they score goals against Newcastle? I don't understand that. Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. So, and, you know, DCL, right? They play Villa. Like, okay, Villa are dog. They're really bad. But they're better than Everton right now. So I would be surprised if Everton get a result there. And I would also be surprised if DCL scores because they can't create any chances except for Dean swinging crosses in from, like, the edge of the third. And that's not – those aren't good chances. They're just kind of lucky shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
What about Dings as a perverse cap, actually? That's kind of insane.
after we just talked about like,
yeah.
I mean,
too nuts.
Clearly don't like it. Yeah, I don't think it's too nuts.
Too nuts.
But next week, the week after, he has Bournemouth. So now we're talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could talk me into that.
Yeah. Except City, again, they play Watford, so.
Watford at least tough. Are a bus.
Dude, I mean, City, dude?
Yeah.
City just score. Now they just score every five
game.
Goals every game.
Yeah, it really seems that way.
Yeah.
Their XG is over.
Yeah, their XG is so dumb. It's so dumb.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really crazy. 5-5-2 against Brighton. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, this isn't even pens. It's 18.7 in 7 games.
Yeah. So moves. What are you looking at? So you just did 2 frees. So are you really thinking about doing that Mahrez situation?
To be honest, I haven't thought about it. Today's been weird, and I haven't thought about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm gonna stream tomorrow and look at my team and think about it more. But like honestly, free hit sounds kind of fun too.
Yeah, dude. I mean, if you're vibing on the stream tomorrow and you want to pull the trigger, just fucking do it.
Sounds kind of fun.
It's not fun. Free hit, new friends.
Yeah, free 11 hit.
11 new friends.
Because, I mean, like, I don't want Vardy. Like, Jim's okay. I'm worried about Kev and Mahrez. It's like, damn, switching all of them out for 1 week? That's kind of cool. It could be cool.
Yeah, just make sure you check your 38. And because, I mean, Wolves are at Chelsea, and that's not good for 4 of your players.
Yeah.
So just check your team to make sure.
Transfer, yeah, after this week, I'd have to start getting rid of those kind of guys.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe Sheffield United are playing Southampton because you have the double defenders. Maybe that's a thing you could look at.
Yeah, probably.
Just check it if you're going to do it. Yeah. I think we should not do it now, but.
Yeah, Triple United playing at Leicester's still fine. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know though. I really just honestly don't know my moves yet. What about you?
Well, you can play with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna play with them. Play with it tomorrow.
I look forward to watching it tomorrow. Well, I mean, I have obvious Benteke. Small problem.
Yeah. Red problem. And, red alert.
Yeah. What do you think about Bob playing Arsenal? Because they were talking about on Anfield Wrap, but if he was going to do something to the front three, it would be Bob.
I don't think so. I think he'll start.
You think he'll play?
Just off the top of my head, he's... I know this like doesn't matter, but it sort of matters. Like he loves playing Arsenal. It's his favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Actual favorite pastime. Is just shred Arsenal to pieces.
So, I mean, basically, in saying that, we're just subscribing to... I mean, Bob, he didn't start the Villa game. Mane missed a game. Mo missed a game. He's going to play the front three for the next 3 games.
Yeah, I mean, he was also really pissed after the Burnley game, which I was kind of surprised by, because, like, I don't give a... I didn't give a fuck about it, but, like, he was very unhappy and wants to win, I guess.
Yeah, but you don't know what it's like in the Premier League manager WhatsApp group when Dyche gets something on you.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably going to be a rough, like, 8 months for him or whatever.
That's true.
Yeah, so in 9 matches against Arsenal, he has 8 goals and 3 assists.
And he was really... Okay, so I'm going to just do... I'm actually not going to take a hit for once in my life. And I'm going to just do something about Benteke.
Yeah, that's really weird.
I mean, I could save and just start Saiz, but that's just not fun, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
so I'm going to probably...
Sitting there, just can't do that.
Should I get Gale?
Dude, my Gale shout came through.
I know, 8 points. But Newcastle were bad.
I know.
Is he going to start again, though, with Joelinton?
He's the striker now, as far as I can tell. He is their number 9. Yeah. That's why they've been good, because Joelinton is, like, left wing or not playing.
I mean, no, but at least he wasn't that expensive.
You should get Giroud or something.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was getting G in for Benteke.
Yeah, that's probably a better move. Yeah.
Well, obviously, it's better, but I'm not... I don't care that much about that.
Well, it's better, and both players are very enjoyable and likable, so.
Yeah, it's not like you actually, fucking I'm not going to be able to watch. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to... Well, I love Gale. I'm like, whatever about Drew, he's fine. I'm not going to be able to watch the Gale game, so that's not fun. Is there any other game that's like going to be on TV that's going to be fun to have a guy in? I love how this is how I'm picking my teams, by the way. It's been so fun.
Well, Chelsea's going to be on TV.
Yeah.
West Ham's going to be on TV. Wednesday's a nightmare. None of the games are on TV. They're all
Is it a marketing ploy or something?
Yes, because it's NBC's new streaming thing, and it's just going to be horrible. We're just going to be way behind.
So they're starting a really bad product, and they're forcing us to use the bad product to realize how bad it is to not want it.
Yes. Exactly.
That's smart.
Exactly that.
NBC has... Very intelligent workers.
Yeah.
Very intelligent.
So that, none of those are on TV. The other TV matches are Leicester, Sheffield, and Palace United.
Good. I've got everything covered. All right. Yeah. So G sounds fun.
Yeah,
I mean,
good.
I'll probably fire on that.
Okay.
If this was game week 10, I would just save.
Yeah.
And I would start. So Saiz, obviously, at Burnley is a really good fixture for a clean from Wolves, but I'm not.
It's not week 10.
It's not week 10, boys. And maybe I actually do get... I still haven't had someone... Dude, that was such a bad call by us about having a bench.
It
was the worst call of the season.
Worst call of the season.
It was so bad from us. Oh, my God.
The only good thing about it is that we learned that if there are 5 subs next season, our bench is just all Woodmans. Because your guys sub on every week. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they don't start. They sub on.
Need Woodman in the Prem so bad.
I want Woodman.
Imagine if Leeds got him. Oh,
that would be incredible.
If he went to Leeds, because everyone Chucky and shit and Slav Tiazman's.
What about a Brentford guy?
Well, we're
going to
be maxed out on Brentford because we're going to be tripling their attack. So we don't have space for their goalie.
You're not wrong.
Ben Rahama.
All right, bro.
All right.
That sounds good. Anislop, we got 1 Anislop, 1 new sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/FMLPL. We got LN Saint Minimum, little pun merchant jokester coming in hot. Slap that. Canass. And any last words, Walsh?
That was a good
idea. Right, guys, out! At FMLPL.com, follow us on Twitter, at FMLPL, supports patreon.com/FMLPL. Subscribe, rate, review.